friends who wonder what we are thinking. And we could not get any wetter. The lights playing tricks on us. And we know our hearts beat faster. When brakes get wet, we'll hope for the best. We close our hands.
Let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for their mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Tragic name. He was the easiest one to blame. His weather system tempered and tame. Till you catch wind out. Ah, feet legs. You're so British. Waltzing around, choking your trash. Oh, you haven't been drinking. Now you just talk without thinking. It's what got you this far, but it's not worth $1. It's not worth it, boy. Quiet, 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 quiet.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. on Sunday, January the 17th, 2016. So you must be listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5, and your FM dial on the internet as well at www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, this Sunday, January 17th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation, and to do that, you have to give me a call. 617-627-3800 is the magic number. 617-627-3800. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. I'd certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the woods. That number again, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Be right back. Okay, let's get right into the NBA scores from last night. The Bucks 105 and the Hornets 92. The Hawks 114 and the Nets 86. You go Nets. Celtics 119, Wizards 117. Pistons 113, the Warriors 95. What, the fourth loss for the Warriors this year? The 76ers 114, Trailblazers 89. You go 76ers. If you don't know what's going on, the more losses the Nets get, the better our pick will be. The more wins the 76ers get, again, the better our pick will be. Of course, the Lakers aren't doing well either. So they lost to the Jazz yesterday, 109-82. Grizzlies 103, Knicks 95, and the Kings 110, and the Clippers 103. In that Celtics game, Amir Johnson got 7 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Jay Crowder, 22 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. Sellinger, 14 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. Bradley, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. Thomas, 32 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists. Jerebko, 5 points and 6 rebounds. Zeller didn't score, but he got 3 rebounds. Olynyk, 11 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Turner, 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. And Marcus Smart, 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. John Wall got 36 points for the Washington Wizards. Celtics, I think, have moved back into a playoff spot with their win and the New York Knicks loss. But as we've been talking in the last several programs, the thing the Celtics need most of all is some consistency from the from the player they're playing. They need to be more consistent in their point production, their rebounding, their assists. They pass the ball fairly well as a team, and so therefore that's not a major problem. We don't have one person bringing the ball down and whooping it up, and everybody's standing around. Isaiah Thomas gets his points a lot from the outside, but he also penetrates and passes the ball fairly well. And when your leading scorer is also your leading assist man, that's, you know, Bradley has been in and out and up and down as far as his points are concerned and his overall game is concerned. But he's been nursing injuries, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't know. I still think when Smart is starting in place of Thomas, and along with Bradley in the backcourt, and then bring Thomas off the bench, that this bench plays a lot better with Thomas. But here again, the starters, you know, have not been consistent, and so therefore, you know, we've had the games where Olynyk is getting over 20 points, and then like last night, he got 11, which is not bad. But you know, if he's going to be a big man off the bench, you know, we need more than 11 points from him. Maybe 4 more points. Then there's Turner. You know, got a great game, 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. You know, and Marcus Smart got 13 points, but he's not, you know, if Marcus Smart can get 13 points for you, that's gravy. The way I look at it. And so we'll see if the rest of the players, Jarebko's going to be getting some more playing time. Here again, like I said, it's consistency, what we're looking for. That's what the coach is looking for. That's what everybody's looking for. And so we'll see. Jay Crowder has definitely been Mr. Consistent right behind Isaiah Thomas. And like I said, if we can get those points consistently out of Crowder, that way putting Thomas on the second team, coming off the bench. You don't want to be on the second team. Coming off the bench. Now, you know, here again, Sullinger, you know, this is a contract year, you know. Hopefully, you know, he'd be putting out his best effort. He's been inconsistent as well. Celtics now are 22-19. Toronto did not play, so they are 3.5 games behind Toronto. And the Knicks lost, making them 20-22. So they are 6.5 games behind Toronto. 6-8 behind Toronto, and 2.5 games behind, a game and a half behind Boston. Then there's Brooklyn and Philadelphia. No major changes. Out west, Golden State is 37-4. The Clippers lost. There's 26-14, 11.5 games behind. And in the Southwest, San Antonio is right there. Clippers are getting all the attention because they're the world champions and they had gone undefeated for so long. But San Antonio Spurs are right there with them, 35-6. And I think they have 4 games to play against each other. And so, therefore, we'll see a little bit later who's really who. I think that, barring injuries, San Antonio may be right there with Golden State. Thing is, Golden State's offense comes from their backcourt primarily, and that puts a lot of pressure on the Spurs' backcourt, where there is not that much defensive strength from what I can recall. But anyway, it's going to be interesting to see as the season wears along. It's 4:20 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in the FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, January the 17th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 until about 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. I'll be back.
America's veterans have served our country in both war and peace.
It's because of people like you that we are free.
My class was learning about war and how hard it is.
I wanted to do something to let them know how I feel.
Now there is a way to thank them for helping keep America free. Log on to thankyouveterans.org and type a personal message of thanks.
Dear Dad, I've recently come to understand how important their service to America was, and I just wanted to say thank you.
There are 26 million veterans living in America today, from World War II to Afghanistan and Iraq.
We carry our experiences inside. It's nice to have someone say thanks.
Let a veteran know you appreciate their service. Log on to thankyouveterans.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's go to the National Hockey League scores from last night. The Rangers 3 and the Flyers 2. That was a shootout. New Jersey 2 and the Coyotes zip. Senators 5 and the Kings 3. Bruins 3 and the Maple Leafs 2. The Blue Jackets 2 and the Avalanche 1. Sabres 4 and the Capitals 1. Predators 3 and the Wild zip. The Blues 4 and the Canadiens 3. The Sharks 4 and the Stars 3. That was an overtime game. And the Oilers defeated the Flames 2-1. That was also a shootout. In the Bruins game, at 45 seconds of the first period, Bergeron got his 16th goal of the year with assists from Krug and Miller. But the Maple Leafs came right back at 4:31 with Leo Komarov getting his 16th goal of the year with assists from Kadri and Fanouf. 1-1 at the end of the first period. Second period, 39 seconds into the second period, Bergeron does it again, got his 17th goal of the year with assists from Chara and Trotman. Bruins 2, Maple Leafs 1. But at 7:16 of that same second period, Sean Matthias got his 4th goal of the year with assists from Bozak, tying the score at 2. Then the third period went all the way down to 19 minutes and 13 seconds. And Brad Marchand got his 16th goal of the year unassisted. And when you look at the shots on goal, Tuukka Rask had 27 saves, 29 shots. Bernier had 42 saves. The Bruins were peppering away at the goal, but they can only get in three. But hey, that was one more than the other team got. Bruins win 3-2. And in the standings, I think the Bruins have moved up a little bit. Let me check my sheets here. There we go. Here we go. Rattle those papers, Donnelly. They'll think you're doing something here. Florida is still in first place. And what did they do last night? They did not play. So there. Florida has 57 points. Detroit Red Wings follow with 53. And then we have the Bruins with 51. They are ahead of Montreal, who started off so hot at the beginning of the year. They were trying to emulate the Golden State Warriors. but they've fallen to hard times. They now trail the Bruins by 2 points. So there you go. And we won't bother following the rest. We've got a lot of other stuff to cover. So Bruins have moved up into sole position of third place in the Eastern Conference. And my comment on the Bruins is that they are, I think, a little better in my eyesight than what I seen predicted at the beginning of the season. I would say predicted, but I thought their problem was holding over from their championship year. So the year after their championship year, that they lost some scoring. And they didn't seem to replace it. And I wasn't really sure how well the younger players or the pickups in the draft, pickups in the trades were going to, produce. And so far, they haven't done that bad. So, do we have hopes they should certainly make the playoffs. How well, how far they're going to the playoffs, I don't know. Their defense has been a little shaky as well at times. And I think they've been trying to mimic the Celtics for inconsistency. And injuries certainly hasn't helped. They aren't that deep. That's one thing I think is going for the Celtics, that they have a bench that could mature and become a real solid group. Certainly, with the bench that they have, as the season wears on, they should win a lot of games just by wearing down the other team as well. So that's the Celtics. Bruins. Not so much, but you never know. Like I said, some people who might not be high on your list right now may come out of nowhere and turn things around. And so we can always hope here, right? All right. Hope is springs eternal, we hope. It's 4:31 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in the FM dial, or on the internet as well, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast. Yes, we do. On iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. That's the Sunday, January the 17th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the woods. That number again, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Be back.
I can't afford to charge it.
Why not?
Then we'll have to pay for it next month.
We'll spread it out. That's what the government does.
I get bent out of shape when I think of the federal debt. It's ridiculous.
That's almost the biggest debt I know.
Almost? What's greater?
The debt of gratitude that mankind owes to Jesus Christ.
For what?
Remember, Jesus died to pay the penalty for the sins of mankind. Yours, mine, everyone. When he died on the cross.
I've heard about that.
And now he reconciles people with God. He makes this possible as a free gift. If we'll trust him in faith and receive it as a gift.
As a free gift?
Yes, it's free to us. But it cost him dearly. He gave his life on the cross in our place.
Now I see why we owe him a debt of gratitude.
It's precious.
This message of hope is from Sunlight. If you'd like more information about this subject, or if you need help with a problem, then write us. Our address is Sunlight, Katy, Texas, 77492. We look forward to hearing from you.
And the message brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. It's 30 degrees outside our studio right now, and we're going to have that updated weather forecast coming to your way sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise program, so you stay tuned for that. Okay, let's go to men's college basketball scores yesterday. Here we go. Kansas 70, Texas 63. Texas Christian University, I'm sorry. Kansas 70, Texas Christian University 63. Oklahoma 70, West Virginia 68. Maryland 100, Ohio State 65. North Carolina 67, North Carolina State 55. Villanova 55, Georgetown 50. Xavier 74, Marquette 66. And here we go into Upset City. First upset of the day. Clemson, who was unranked, defeated Miami, who was ranked number 8, 76-65. Second upset of the day, Notre Dame, who was unranked, defeated Duke, who was ranked number 9, 95-91. Third upset of the day, Seton Hall, who's unranked, defeated Providence, who's ranked number 12, 81-72. Fourth upset of the day, Auburn, who's unranked, defeated Kentucky, who's ranked number 14, 75-70. Then Texas A&M righted the ship as they defeated Georgia 79-45. Iowa State 76, Kansas State 63. Arizona 90, Washington State 66, South Carolina 81, Missouri 72, Pittsburgh 84, Boston College 61, Baylor 63, Texas Tech 60, Butler 78, the Butler did it again, defeated St. John's 78-58, and Gonzaga defeated San Diego 88-52. And in women's college basketball, UConn 104, Temple 49. The Huskies are still undefeated, 16-0 this season. Didn't lose any games at all last year. I don't know what their record is, but we can look it up and tell you next week. Oklahoma State is an upset. Oklahoma State ladies defeated Oklahoma, who was ranked number 14, 73-42. Whoa, something wrong with those rankings. Get the Stadies up there. I don't know what their record is, but they pounded the number 14 team, 73-42, 31 points. Something's askew here. Where are the analytics guys when you need them? And Michigan State defeated Iowa, 80-73. In that UConn game, Brianna Stewart got 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 1 assist. Tuck got 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Jefferson, 11 points, 1 rebound, and 5 assists. Nurse got 8 points, 2 rebounds, and 4 assists. Samuelson got 21 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 assists. And now they have a center coming off the bench, Butler, who got 11 points, 8 rebounds and 1 assist. I said if there's a weakness in the UConn team, they were playing a 3-guard, 2-forward offense as their starters. And I said some team, like South Carolina, as I recall last year, had a pretty big ball club. and they could give them problems down the road. I don't know what South Carolina is doing this year. I have to check them out. Ekmok for Connecticut got 3 points and two rebounds. Chung got 2 points, four rebounds, and three assists. Williams got 10 points. Gabby, four rebounds and two assists off the bench. And Collier got 10 points, four rebounds, and two assists off the bench. UConn ladies are still rolling. Okay, 4:40 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, January 17th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800, just about anything, and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, certainly love to hear your perspective. What's going on out there in your neck of the woods? I like to hear that, 617-627-3800. Get tired of hearing my own voice. We like dialogue here on the... Yeah, the problem is getting people up and cogent at this hour of the morning. But anyway, hey, we do the best so we leave the rest. Okay, 4:41. I'll be back. National Football League stuff coming your way next here on A Brown Perspective on Sports.
If someone you love has a problem with drugs and alcohol...
Isn't it expecting this?
Yeah, but it's the right thing.
There is something you can do.
You think he'll be okay with this?
Shh! Here he comes.
Congratulations!
You can celebrate his recovery every chance you get. For drug and alcohol treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
And this is brought to you by friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. And if you didn't know, we're going to let you know that the NFL playoffs are underway. Last week I went 3-1 with my picks, and got off to a very good start yesterday as well. I had the Patriots over the Chiefs, and I had the Cardinals over the Packers. And today I had the Seahawks over the Panthers. Seattle is not only good, but they have to be one of the luckiest teams in recent history. I put them behind the Giants based upon the Giants' 2 Super Bowl wins over the you-know-who. And I have the Broncos over the Steelers today. Unless Terry Bradshaw and Franco Harris are ready to suit up, I don't see the Steelers having too much of a chance over the Broncos, unless Peyton Manning, really doesn't have it. And I understand the backup is sort of nursing some wounds. So that's the way it looks like it, for me, from my perspective here. In the Patriots game, Patriots 27 and the Chiefs 20. And the Cardinals defeated the Packers in overtime 26-20. I didn't get all of the details of that Packers game. I do have to get some sleep, take it up at 2 o'clock in the morning and leave the house at 3:30 to get here at 4 or thereabouts. And anyway, I understand Larry Fitzgerald tore down the house by catching a shovel pass and going scumpty 9 million miles for the winning score, or something like that. Anyway, but I do have stuff on the Patriots game. In the first period at 10:23, Gronkowski caught an 8-yard pass from Tom Brady and put the Patriots up 6-0. Gostkowski added the extra point, and it was 7-0 Patriots. At 1:52 of the first period, Santos kicked a 34-yard field goal, and that made it 7-3 after the first period. In 3:23 into the second period, Brady scored on a quarterback sneak, and that put the Patriots up 13-3. Gostkowski added the extra point, making it 14-3. But with 12 seconds left in the half, Santos kicked a 32-yard field goal, making it 14-6 Patriots at the half. In the third period, at 8:24, the third period, Gronkowski caught a 16-yard pass from Brady. And Gostkowski added the extra point. That made it 21-6. But at 2:12, Wilson made a nice diving catch in the end zone. 10-yard pass from Smith, and Santos added the extra point, and that made it 21-13. But at 14:46 of the fourth period, Gostkowski added a 40-yard field goal. And then at 10:20 of the fourth period, he added a 32-yard field goal, giving the Patriots 27 points, 27-13. And then West scored at 1:13 of the final period on a 1-yard run. And Santos added the extra point, and that made it 27-20. The Chiefs tried an onside kick, and Gronkowski recovered it. Patriots 27, Chiefs 20. Now, I was not surprised. I said if we get any of our walking wounded back and they're able to play, to a fairly good level of where they normally play when they're healthy, I thought if we got enough of them back, Gronkowski's had the knee and the back, and Edelman has had the foot, and we've had some other offensive people hurting, But I have to give kudos going out from a Brown perspective on sports to the Patriots' much maligned offensive linemen. Hardy, standing O. Brady had plenty of time to pass the ball. The fact he was getting it out quickly also helped, but I don't think he got sacked. If he did get sacked, probably just once, and that was probably on a blown coverage, maybe on a blitz pickup that wasn't picked up. Yeah, I think that's what, as I recall. But hey, he compared to the other games where he was getting pounded and everybody was complaining about the offensive line, and they had, you know, with a reason. But the offensive line, they earned their paychecks yesterday, and if they can keep that up, I think we got a great shot against Denver. Since I'm picking Denver to, you know, win handily over the pretty banged up Pittsburgh Steelers. Matter of fact, that game could get ugly. Like I said, unless Manning really doesn't have it, you know, and if he doesn't have it, Osweiler, you know, I understand is hurting as well. I don't know who their third string quarterback is, but that if the Steelers pull that out and they have to come here to play us, I don't want to get, you know, too far ahead of myself, but you know, that should help us ease into the. Of course, you know, in football, you don't know. You know, you play a weak team and you still get players banged up. And in that game yesterday, the Patriots suffered a bunch of injuries. Mayo, Collins from our linebacking core, Freeney and Wilson, I think, were filling in. Hightower seemed to escape without any further injury. McCourty was back. Chung was back, but they all, we know, were nursing injuries. But overall, you know, Butler played a fantastic game. Logan Ryan wasn't that far behind him either. And so, you know, we had a very good showing from some of the walking wounded, but especially, like I said, to the offensive line. Getting Vollmer back certainly didn't hurt. Klein played well. Cannon played well. And the defensive front stayed in one piece, and so if we can continue to, you know, play good defense, I think the offense will slowly round into shape. Obviously, some of the routes were not run as precisely as we would like, or maybe some of the throws, you know, I don't know. Brady threw behind people a couple of times. He threw a couple of some low passes. Yeah, but overall, you know, Patriots played a well-rounded game, and Keyshawn Martin caught that pass that really broke the game open in the fourth period, and so who knows? And he's done some very good work on kick returns, and overall, the special teams didn't do badly at all. So there we go. Danny Amendola had a good punt return, excellent punt return, in fact. So hey, things are looking up as we drive for five. I'm going to be watching with interest the Panthers and the Seahawks game. The Seahawks have been not only playing well, and they are a good team, but winning that game on a missed field goal from 27 yards is like, you got to be kidding me. It's like in the Super Bowl last year, when that wide receiver or tight end or whoever he was fell down and caught the ball while lying on his back. Come on. Oh, the Patriots were kind of lucky yesterday also. In the third period, Gronkowski had a pass that he tipped, and it went over the defender and into the hands of Julian Edelman. Johnny on the spot, we have to call him now. But anyway, hey, we'll take all the good bounces that we can get. you know, based upon the fact that we have been playing with so many injuries. But that's National Football League for you. Okay, 4:55 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. It's a Sunday, January the 17th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sport, talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation. Kind of late for this program, but because I got to get ready now for Sounds of Praise coming your way, and we're going to be featuring more new music, top hits of the year 2016, and local artists as well. So you stay tuned for that. And we just watched the games today. No pressure. We'll see whether the Panthers, you know, can hang with the Seahawks, even though they beat them earlier in the year. That was before the Seahawks got their act together and some of their injured players back. So we'll see what we shall see. Okay, 4:57. We'll be back next Sunday, Lord willing, around 4 o'clock to do it all over again. Hope to see you here bright and early. And if I can't see you here, I'll be looking for you over there. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast. Yes, we do. On iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube.